All right, so we have a continuation of the interesting historical incident of Les Mendoza and the three things that he says. And we left off 8 lines from the end of Daf Tesayin and Aleph with the third thing that Haggai gave over as a Masor. Umakabal Gerim and Akarduyim v'hatarmudim. What's the chash? Why do you makabal Gerim? The question isn't whether they're eligible for Gerus or not. The question is whether there's a chash mamzerus, meaning can you makabal them to be kosher yidden, or do you have to be choshesh that you can't accept them to Klal Yisrael because they're really Jewish all along and they're mamzerim. So apparently we just hold their regular gaim. Eini v'atani rabbi Chezkel ein makabal Gerim and Akarduyim. So we have a stira between another brice that says karduyim are all puzzle. Ashi kartuyim it ma'arkadomer, ishi kartuyim psulim. No, it's kartuyim that were the problem. Karduyim are okay. Like there's apparently pitgam that kartuyim psulim. All right. The ikada amri, tani rabbin berchesen kam ger minha kartuyim. Some people say that it was originally not, it was originally only a speculative mistake, that he actually said kartuyim, my love hainu kartuyim, hainu kartuyim, but they thought it was the same as kartuyim, it would be a stira chagre anavi. Amar Rashi lo kartuyim luchud be kartuyim luchud. No, they're each two separate nations, gedarmi inchi kartuyim psuli, kartuyim or psulim, but kartuyim are regular kosher goyim, candidates for givers. Rabbi Yochanan v'savya. But, so kartuyim we've taken care of, but Rabbi Yochanan and Savya both said, the Tarmudim are of Shash Mamzeris, and you can't take Gerim from them. The Tosus points out, Tosus asks, how can Rav Yochanan, and this is Omei L'maskana, how can Rav Yochanan say you can't Mekabel Gerim from Tarmudim? Isn't that against the Masor of Chagai and Avi? What Rav Yochanan is going to take on Chagai and Avi? So obviously, this question everyone asked me a week ago, how can Beishamai take on Chagai and Avi? So obviously not everyone believed that this was a true Masorah from Chagai and Avi. Rav Mendoza had this Masorah from Chagai and Avi, and you know, and there were those who, you know, we, Halacha L'maisa, would accept all of his Masorahs from Chagai and Avi, but apparently that was what he thought the Masorah was from Chagai and Avi, but other people didn't trust that this was a true Masorah from Chagai and Avi. Okay, so me and Rav Yochanan, yeah, they bring an internal steer that Rav Yochanan got. Tanan kolak sama abam in a reckon to horim. All the kesems, the nida blood stains on clothing from a place called a reckon are to horim. Rav Yehuda time they should gerim v'toim bein ha'akum v'toim mi bein ha'akum to horim. So there's a machlokus. Ksamim from Rekem wield their tahorim because ksamim are only a tumah d'rabbanan. They weren't gozer on. Goyim, so we hold that Rekim is all Goyim. Rabbi Yehuda holds they're actually Goyim who converted to Judaism and then quickly assimilated back to their Goyish ways, so they look the same now. Rabbi Yehuda holds they're actually luckily Jewish, and therefore their Ksamim are Tameim. But from the Goyim, I mean from all the real Goyish countries, you know, Rekim is the border of Israel, from all the real Goyish countries, so they're Tahorim because they're Goyim. Vavinan Ba'at, Kapasik Vatan Vinan Dechamim. And we analyze and say that the Mishnah says it's a straight out, as a categorical statement, that from all the Goyish countries, Afilim and Tarmud, even from Tarmud, their Ksumim are Tahorim, which means Tarmud are pure Goyim. From Rabbi Yochanan, Zosomeris, Mekabel and Gerim, Tarmud. Rabbi Yochanan says this proves that in Tarmud they're Goyim, and you're Mekabel and Gerim from them. So it's a Stira. Rabbi Yochanan says they're Mamzerim, now he says they're Goyim. And if you say he was just saying that's what the Mishnah meant, but he himself holds their Pasol, Rabbi Yochanan looks at Mishnah. No, Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Stam Mishnah. If that's what he thinks it says, then he paskins like it, because he says, Allah, it's a Stam Mishnah. I'm a right Nineveh, I'll Rabbi Yochanan. No, there's a machlokus among the students of Rabbi Yochanan. They had different sources from Rabbi Yochanan, and you're right, they can't coexist. Some people hold Rabbi Yochanan held. You're not Makabal. Other Talmidim understood that Rabbi Yochanan held you were Makabal. Mitarmud, my time alone. What is the problem? Obviously, the problem is some sort of Chash Mamzeris. But where exactly historically would have originated this problem that in Tarmud they're not pure Goyim, they have some intermixture of pusel juice. So, Pligi bar Rav Yochanan vit Savya. Chad omrim shom Abdei Shlomo, v'chad omrim shom Benos Yerushalayim. So one says it was Abdei Shlomo. Shlomo had a lot of Avadim, who became very powerful because they were close to the Melech, and they took Jewish wives, so from the intermarriage of Avadim and Jewish girls. V'chad omrim shom Benos Yerushalayim. And the other one says, no, it's not Avadim who married Jewish girls, it's Goyish soldiers who married Jewish girls, the Benos Yerushalayim, were taken captive by the Goyish soldiers in the time of the Churban. I understand the Mandar Avdei Shlomo. He holds that if the father's a Goy or an Eved and the mother's Jewish, then the kid is a Mamzer. And here, the Avadim, there weren't Shifchas of Shlomo who had power. In those days, only the men had power. So the Avadei Shlomo had power, and they married Jewish girls, and that's why their kids are Mamzerin, and that's who settled Talmud. This was an halachi question. Mishum Benos Yerushalayim was Goyim who married Benos Yerushalayim and Olicham Be'evan Habala Al Bas Yisrael of Vlad Mamzer. The halacha would be the same shita. They're just asking what's the historical incident where Benos Yerushalayim were married by Goyim. So Pligim Rav Yosef Ve Rabbanim Tavayu Mishmei De Rav Baruchana. They argue in the name of Rav Baruchana. Chanim or Tracy Alfi. The argument is very small, very subtle. Chanim or Tracy Alfi Gavri Shita Alfi Kashtuyim. Chanim or Tracy Alfi Gavri. They just argue whether it was 12,000 foot soldiers and 6,000 archers, or 12,000 soldiers of whom 6,000 were archers. But that's the same basic idea. And what did they do? When the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash, everyone went to ransack, to loot gold and silver from Yerushalayim. They said, we don't want the money. We want to take these nice Benos Yerushalayim. That's what it says. The women in the Basulos were forcibly taken in the time of the Churban. Okay, that's the Machlokes in Tarmut. Okay, so there's one sheet of the rebellion. One sheet that they're Mamzerim because they come from the union of a male Evan and a female Jew. One sheet that they're Mamzerim because they come from the union of a male Goy and a female Jew. Either way, what we have here is sort of the, you know, most halachically relevant part here is a reference to Kasavar is already hinting at, and then the Tostim Raslam and Roy, which we're not going to go through together, go through all the cheshbonos about exactly who holds what and which Gemara and what Mishnayos hold what. there's a machlokes, which is discussed mostly later on in Sechs Yivamos and Mendalit and Memhei, etc., about the status of the offspring of an Eved and, or a Goy and a Bas Yisrael. Halachah l'maaseh, it's a big machlokes later on. Halach, their two main shitas are, let's just look at it for a second. I picked a little piece of that Gemara to look at on Daf Mem Hei and Beis. If you just look at that for a second, on the sixth line of Mem Hei of Beis, Bahami Nardoi Mishrei Rabbi Yaakov. Okay, let's stick with this line, even though there are other opinions. The one who said the kids of Mamzer said even if the mother was a Pnuya Bas Yisrael. The one who says the kid's kosher, even if the mother was an Ishish. They both learned from Ishish. Where do we get all the rules of Amzeris from? From Ishish. Why do we get the rules of Amzeris from Ishish? Because of the Smichas, very good, right? That's, we had that in the very beginning of the Perek. That was one of the examples of Smuchin. Right? It says, Lo yikach Ishish Ishish Aviv, Lo yikach Nach Aviv. And it says, Lo yavo Mamzer b'kal Hashem. Which implies by the smichas that the definition of mamzer is someone like the union of someone who marries his father's wife. And there's, as we know, we mentioned Rabbi Akiva said, the big machlokes tanaim, with many subformulations within them. Rabbi Akiva holds that the way we learn is anyone who marries someone violent to lav, the way we normally assume is just like Ashes Aviv is Chiv Karis, right? Likewise, the union of a Chiyuv Karis. But over here, the Gemara assumes, and that's sort of our normal rule, that a Mamzer is someone from a union of Chiyuv Karis. But over here, the Gemara says, no, what's the most salient factor of Ishas Av? Man de Pasol Savar, Maish Abdul Tosvi Kedushin of Vlad Mamzer, of Kol Dul Tosvi Kedushin of Vlad Mamzer. Says no Tfis Kedushin, just like Ishas Av and all the Arayis have no Tfis Kedushin, so the Vlad is a Mamzer. Likewise, an Evan and a Goy have no Tfis Kedushin in a Jew. Therefore, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Uman de Machsher, and what about the one who's Machsher? Summer, Ma'ish is Abdulli, Dedei, Lo Tosu, Kedushin, Lachmin, Tosu, Kedushin, Lachfugi, Ovid, Chav, Evid, Lo Tosu, Kedushin, Klal. Then, the one who's Machsher says, no, Ashes Av, these people don't have kedushin on each other, but they have kedushin in the Welt, right? They have kedushin to other people, just not between the two of them. That's when you have mamzeres, when there are people who are shy to kedushin, but between the two of them, you can't have kedushin. Opposed to Evan and Goy, who are not shy to kedushin at all, so they're not like Eshadav, there's no mamzeres. What's the logic of that? Maybe we'll come back. Not maybe. We'll be able to come back to it in a few moments. But just to start with a little halach lemaisa, we paskin against, going back to our Gemara, we actually paskin against the Manda Amar in our Gemara. We paskin that Evet va'akim ha'bal vas Yisrael, the Vlad is actually not a mamzer. like the Manda Machshir there. And halach lemaisa, we don't really have a vadim so much nowadays anymore. It used to a couple hundred years ago. Nowadays, it's not so common. It might even not be found at all. It could be that everywhere in the world, like there's no avadim nowadays. But we have plenty of say around Ma'akim Abal Bas Yisrael, and we paskin the Vlad is kosher. So if someone's mother's Jewish and their father is not Jewish, then they're a regular kosher Jew. Now, but let's get back to analyzing our halacha. So Tosos here has a very, very, very crucial line, which is important in a lot of halacha lemaisa nowadays, as well as understanding the lumdus of what's going on in Mamzeres. So, if you look at Tosos Masul Kasavar, the second half of this, right, says Ve'im Tomar, right, the last one, two, three, four, five lines, fifth last line, Ve'im Tomar. Tosos has one simple problem. Bishlama me eved havi mamzer divet eved ikalav. I understand why an eved and a Jewish girl would have mamzeres because there's a lav, right? The lachora, most people seem to agree that lo yekadesh in Israel is the lav of a Jewish man with a shifa, and lo yekadesh is the lav of a Jewish woman with an eved. So that we understand the lav, but elmei v'kachama my havi mamzer bez and shall shame gazru. Now, there is some dissent about this, but the majority mainstream opinion is that, interestingly, that the Torah never said it's usher to sleep with a guy. What did the Torah say it's usher to do? To marry, right? It's usher, los eschatim bam, it's usher to marry a guy. And we know that if our hesia bolaram is for hesia chanoi pogimbo, apparently that's also something which is found in the Torah. However, just bitzina, Znus with a goy vitzina, without chasnos vitzina, is not also by the Torah. That's exerid rabbanon. It's exerid very early rabbanon, pre-Torah rabbanon. But that's exerid bezin shol shein. So if it's not an iser d'oraisa, then how could it create mamzeres, right? If there's no avera, on a d'oraisa level, there's no avera, how could there be mamzeres? So, let me d'oraisa be as heterhi. So Tosfos gives two answers. First answer: V'yesh lomer afugav to be a heter, he mido oraisa b'tzina. Even though mido oraisa to be a heter, if you do b'tzina, mikol makom kavedul tafsu a kedushin havi mamzer. Nonetheless, since there's no tefisa kedushin, there's mamzeres. The first answer says, even though there's no avera, avera is nothing. Avera is not the salient factor. If there's no tefisa kedushin, then there is mamzeres. The avera is not really relevant. Usually, mamzeres comes to an avera. But that's coincidence. Really, it's because of no tefisas kedushin. Kamo be eved afilu reb shimon atimani avimode e la mishum lo tafsi ba kedushin lo ludidei ve lo lachmini. Just like eved, what is it by eved? Just like eved, that it's not such a big avira. Usually, what kind of avira causes mamzerus? We paskin. Arayus krisus, right? Eved is not chayim kares, and yet he would have been mode. There is mamzerus, if not for the fact that he wasn't Tofus Kedushin to anyone. But basically, he was almost ready to say, it's like Eishas Av, that there's no Tofus Kedushin. Doesn't have to be the same level of Avera. As long as there's no Tofus Kedushin, that shows what's important is Tofus Kedushin, not Avera. Right? Behold, David may evident, I mean, Mamzer, Rabbi Kiva, Afagav, the Tofus, but Kedushin, the Diva, the Lagrini, who had them overcome. And since Rabbi Kiva, the man over here, holds that, even though there's no Tofus Kedushin for anyone, there's still Mamzerus. So too, no Kedushin, even though there's no Avera, there's still Tofus Kedushin. So Tofus, first of any, says, even though there's no Avera, there's still Tofus Kedushin. Inami, may overcome loving mamzer elamid rabbanon. Or that's the first answer. Second answer is that no, he keeps the premise of the question. There can't be mamzerus if it's bias heter. Bias heter can't lead to mamzerus. So if a goy is bias heter midoraisa, then it must be a kosher vlamidoraisa. What's mamzerus? Since a goy is asher midrabbanon, Therefore, it's only Mamzeris Midrabanan. If it's only Mamzeris Midrabanan, why do they always put it together with Eved and make it sound like it's Mamzeris Midaraisa? So it says, no problem. V'chol makom asgir, v'chol agav Eved, k'moshe masgir, chalutza, agav grushim kol dochti, v'eloin lokin, v'eloin lokin. After all, grusha is also Rekomi Daraisa, and chalutza is only also Rekomi Midrabanan. And yet, the Gemara Mishnais always put grusha and chalutza together. Why? Even eloin lokin, it says, who gets malchus? Kohen is the bold grusha chalutza. It's not true. It's only grusha and chalutza. The answer is, if there are two similar things, and one is daraisa and one is drabanan, then the drabanan one makes it in agav orcha of the dor agav the daraisa one. So just like chalutza can make it into all the mishnais and brisas, like grusha, even though it's only drabanan, obi kochavin bam zeiros from obi kochavin can make it into all the brisas and the mishnayos because it's like eved. Because even though it's drabanan, because it's like eved. Varisham ikar, but Tosafot thinks the first answer is ikar. This is a very, very fundamental question here, right? Is Mamzeiros tully on Aveira or not, right? That's the Hakira of Tosas here. Is Mamzeiros tully on Aveira or not? The question says, you can't have Mamzeiros without Aveira. Mamzeiros is tully on Aveira. The first answer says, no. Mamzeiros has to do with Tfisa Kiddush and nothing to do with Aveira. Coincidentally, there's usually an Aveira. Nothing to do with Aveira. The second answer says, no, Mamzeiros really is tully on Aveira. The Aveira is the Rabbanan, Mamzeiros must be the Rabbanan. And Tosos thinks the Rishon is Iker. Yes?
What's Mamzeris Midrabanan? How does one relate to them?
What's Mamzeris Midrabanan? There are other cases of Mamzeris Midrabanan also. like, for example, later on, Kol Drachim Eileba, a woman who thinks her husband died and marries someone else. And then her husband surfaces and go back to her original husband. If she has kids, they're Mamzer Midrabanan. Midrash, they're perfectly kosher. She was only married to her original husband. So there's such a thing, how do we relate to Mamzer Midrabanan? We generally assume Mamzer Midrabanan can't marry a regular Jew and also can't marry a Mamzer, and they get very, very stuck. So I think that's what we would assume. Okay, now, the... This is a... Yeah.
Correct.
Mamzer Durabana might be worse. Exactly. And a chanami. That's life. Now, this is a very, very fundamental question. What's the nature of Mamzeris? Does Mamzeris flow from an Aveira that was done? Or, here we have Mamzeris. What is... source of Mamzeris. This is the second answer of Tosos, right? And the question and the answer, second answer of Tosos says, it comes from Aveira. Mamzeris comes from an Aveira, right? As opposed to Tosos' first answer, which he calls Iker, he says, no, it comes from Tfisas Kiddushin, has nothing to do with an Avera, the Avera's coincidence, it comes from, like you say, Shadav, anyone who doesn't have Tfisas Kiddushin between them. And what is the... we see that in those who... we'll come back to that. What is the Nafkamina? Nafkamina number one is Tosa's discussion. She's in better color. Akum Haba Al Bas Yisrael. If you think it's Tully and Aveira, then you have to say it's only Mamzeris Midrabanan. But if you say that it's just a bunch of Tfisas Kiddushin, then you would say it's Mamzeris Midoraisa. This Tosfos is very, very crucial in modern times. Because this issue came up, Bigadol, is Mamzeris tully on Aveira or on lack of Tfisas Kiddushin? What case could you have where there's a lack of Tfisas Kiddushin between the father and the mother, but there's no Aveira whatsoever? That's very common nowadays. Artificial insemination, right? Doesn't have to be in vitro. Any artificial insemination, right? What do they call artificial insemination in the old days before they had modern medicine? Nisavra Bambatya, right? Now, Nisavra Bambatya. It doesn't really work. The The Chazal talk about it, but the Mishnah Melech already says it doesn't work. And he points out Rabbeinu Hananel says they were discussing Maisa Misa, not something that would normally happen. When I say it doesn't work, anything happens one in a million times. I mean, it doesn't normally work. So that's okay. Many Mishnah Rechonim say Nisabra Ben Batya is something they discuss because they discuss a lot of theoretical cases to illustrate principles of Lundus. But it doesn't really work. But artificial insemination does really work. Maisim b'chol yom. In animal husbandry, they use it all the time. And people use it fairly often also nowadays.
Israel is the leader.
The what?
Israel is the leader.
Yes, Israel is the leader in all this. I mean, artificial insemination is not really such big technology that you don't need to be a leader. But in more advanced things, right? Artificial insemination just means you take the zera and you put in a syringe and you insert it into the woman. That doesn't require technology. But then nowadays they have all kinds of fancier things they can do than that. But either way, however it worked out, what do you say about artificial insemination if there was a lack of tefisas kedushin between the father and mother? The classic example is, what if, like most people would not even have a halavina to say, well, let a brother artificially inseminate his sister or something like that. That would be taboo. But what about ish, right? What if a couple is married and she can't get pregnant because the husband doesn't have any zera? So nowadays, they have advanced technology, and a lot of it's come from Israel a lot, that they can sort of find some zera in the husband. They've gotten very, very advanced. You know, 90% of the husbands who had no zera 15 years ago now do. But still, you could have a matzah where there's an ishus ish, and her husband doesn't have any zera, so maybe they could take someone else's zera that was donated and use it. So, would that be mutter or not? Would that make the kid a mamzer or not?
But if it's, I mean, the nakamina is a big mamzer, it's deraisa derabbanan. What does it help? It's derabbanan. Where does it help?
No. That's talking about an avera derabbanan, right? Akuma bal bas Yisrael is an avera derabbanan. Artificial insemination is not an avera at all.
Okay.
Right? That's an avera derabbanan. Right? Uh-huh. Artificial insemination is not an avera at all. We're saying we're in the Torah that you're not allowed to get artificially inseminated. No, it's certainly not Yisuri Bia. No one's chayv anything for it. No one did any Bia. So, what about the question of what we call AI, artificial insemination? This is A and AI with Ashes Ish. Let's say Ashes Ish and a Jewish donor. Right? So you have a Jewish father and an Ashes Ish mother who's not married to him. This is a case where Lukulian with Islam Zavers, right? Because they would have Tefisa Kedushin for other people, but not between each other. Right? They're shy of the Tefisa Kedushin, they're Jews. But there's no Tefisa Kedushin between them because of their arise of Ashes Ish. So would the Vlad be a mamzer or not? This is a big machlokas. If you, if you look at some of the makoros I brought, there is a who's the famous matter of artificial insemination? Rav Moshe, very famously in America. not as much of Rav Moshe, as we'll see. It depends who you compare it to. But Rav Moshe points out that there's one place where the Rishonim are mefurish about that, and that is a Rabbeinu Peretz, which is found in the Smach. Right? The Smach was not written by Rabbeinu Peretz, but Rabbeinu Peretz wrote Hagos on the Smach, and through the generations, like, it all became a Volvo, and the Hagos of Rabbeinu Peretz got written into the Smach, and it's sometimes hard to tell what's what. Lemaisa, in our Smach, we don't have this Rabbeinu Peretz. But the the Taz, quoted from his father-in-law, the Bach, who found in his version of the smach a masorah for Rabbeinu Peretz? Number one, but sasi ba'gos smach yashem seim Rabbeinu Peretz isha nidi cholishka basdinei bala. Again, this doesn't work scientifically. But that's not important, right? A nida can sleep in her sheets. V'nis horis v'stinei shtokalim ish acher hentzavishav zera shal acher. That a woman who's a nida sleeps in her husband's sheet and doesn't worry that the zera might come in and inseminate her, but the minig is she will not sleep on a strange man's sheet, because she's afraid the zera might inseminate her. Va'amai eina choshesh Hashem Zavar b'yidusim shev hazer shabal v'yavlad ben nida. Why isn't she afraid? But ben nida, there's a psal. There's something wrong with the kid if he's a ben nida. So why is she allowed to sleep in her husband's sheets? Again, let's assume for a moment that scientifically she could get pregnant doing this, because that's not what's important. You know, we could ask the question of having artificial insemination, right? Why is she allowed to have artificial insemination when she's a nida? Isn't she afraid that the kid will be a ben nida? So, v'heishiv kein she'inkam because iser of blood kosher l'gamrei. So Rabbeinu Peretz answered, no, since there's no aveira, the flood is totally okay. There's no pekam in the flood at all when there's no aveira. I feel samshiv was yerushal acher. Even if it's adultery, even if it's an anxious ish, gets a strange man's zera and becomes pregnant artificially, there's no pekam in the zera because there's no aveira. No pekam in the zera because there's no aveira. Ki halo ben sira kosher haya. The man who says ben sira was the product of artificial insemination between Yirmiyahu Navi and his daughter. That's big arise right there. But since it was artificial, so Ben Sira was kosher. Okay, the later Achronim point out that there are many different midrashim of Ben Sira, no one's quite sure who's right. But Ella, so what's the problem with Shifra Zereshal Acher? Ella Yishifra Zereshal Acher, Kavdin Nahav Chonog, Zereshem Yisach, Chosum Yavim, Kedisabi Vamos, Ad Gan Shonog. The only reason she can't be artificially inseminated by a strange man is because we want to know who the father is, and we don't want the kid to grow up and not know who his father is and end up marrying his sibling. Right, so it's only because of confusion of yichus. But the kid would not be a mamzer. So says the Rabbeinu Peretz, the kid would not be a mamzer because there's no aveira. He obviously holds like the second answer of Tosfos. No aveira equals no mamzeris. The kid is kosher. He still doesn't think you should do it because the kid won't know who his father is. And you have to know who the father is, and you don't want him to end up marrying a sibling.
Isn't there a difference, though, the case with the Sedini, whether if it could work, it's a Shema,
What does he say? He says, if there would be a Vlad, the Vlad would be kosher, right? So if there ends up being a Vlad, it's kosher. So here, if there ends up being a Vlad, it's kosher. Who cares? The odds in one case are 0.01%, and the other case are 10%. Either way, if there's a Vlad, it's kosher. And there is no aveira. Now, Rav Moshe passes me. So this is number two. Beisha zarkaruf meyeha zereshal ish acher neshul abal etc. Meisha zachshash bavlad etc. He says second paragraph two. V'chena vlad ukosher shigam mamzeres urakshayel debia mamzeres only through bia. V'afsha vlad mamzer afa open shadav krim nachum zevazushla over leisum shivayan nusim kolmakom ayzayit zerech bia shuz nusim. Even if there are nusim. Even the man and wife are honest, their kid's still a mamzer. That's because they still did nus, even though it wasn't their fault. But someone who's Abra Bambati in the Gemara, like they are Dr. Nele, ain't a mamzer. Not a mamzer, even Veshizesh, or even if the Zeresh from one of her relatives, like Ben Sira was from a father and daughter, there's no Avera, the Vlad is Kosher, Afil, Tzavim, Shechel, Zer, Shal, Acher, Kielo, Ben Sira, etc. Right, this is the Igros Moshe, and many poskim, poskim like Ben Peretz, they say, look, there's only one Rishon who talked about this case of artificial insemination. In all of Shas, only one Rishon discussed artificial, or all of Masorah. Only one Rishon discussed artificial insemination. That's Rebbeinu Peretz, who is found in one version of the Smach, that not in our printed versions, but in the Bas version. So if Rebbeinu Peretz says it's kosher, then it's kosher. Why? Because there's no Aveira, there's no Mamzeris.
For Moshe, it's actually even better for a relative to be the donor, because then we know who all the RLS are still around anyway.
And not necessarily, because it's always one step removed.
But people don't get married to their cousins.
Yeah, not so much. Lemaisa, what does Rav Moshe say? He still says you shouldn't do it. The Vlad wouldn't be a mamzer if you did it, but you shouldn't do it, because then he won't know who his father is, and he might grow up, or she might grow up and marry her sibling. Right, but the kid would be kosher if you did it. Right, in the end, what does Rav Moshe say? You should do it with Zera V'goy, because we pass like the Mandar, and the father's a goy. There's no mamzeris. And then he doesn't have a father, right? And he doesn't have any brothers and sisters. So then there would be no problem. And that's the minhag nowadays, that they do artificial insemination with donor's sperm. They take donor's sperm from a guy, or they assume in America that real people are guy, etc. Now, however, so Moshe says he has a good logic. He says, God, kids got to be kosher. First of all, I'm sure this must happen sometimes. You know, not everyone asks for Moshe first. If they had asked Moshe first, he would have said Rebbeinu Peretz. Still don't do it because you don't want the kid to not know who his father is. But I'm sure there are people who might have done artificial insemination, married women, with donor sperm. Maybe it was a Jewish donor sperm, someone they knew, or it was in Israel or something. And they didn't ask Rav Moshe. Now you wonder if the kid's a mamzer. Rav Moshe says the kid is not a mamzer, because there's only one Rishon who discussed it, which is Rav Yehuda Peretz, and he said it's mutter. So what does Rav Shlomo Zalman and others say back? As we know, who is any Americans here who famously argued for Moshe about artificial insemination and vociferously? And Satmarov argued vociferously with everything Rav Moshe said about this. One of the things he said is for sure Mamzerus and the Minchas Yitzchak, who generally takes more of the approach to Satmarov in most things, also says Mamzerus, but Rav Shlomo Zalman said it best. Rav Shlomo Zalman, what would you say back to Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe says, look, I have one Rishon to zero. Rav Beinu Peretz says, Mefurish, no Avera, no Mamzerus. What would you say back to him? You'd say, what do you mean? You have one Rishon Mefurish who discussed the case of artificial insemination. But you have a Tosos who discussed the Lundus of, does Mamzerus come from Avera, or does Mamzerus come from lack of Tfisa Kedusha between the parents? And Tosos says two deis about it. One day unlike Rav Beinu Peretz, one day against Rav Beinu Peretz. And the day against Rav Beinu Peretz is the Iker. So you're passing like a Rav Beinu Peretz in one version of a smack. I'm bringing you two deis in Tosos, and Tosos themselves says who's Iker. You're going to go against what Tosos says who's Iker? We know there are two opinions. I mean, Rav Beinu Peretz is a Baal Tosfos. He doesn't add anything. We know there are two deis in the Baal Tosfos. But we know that they decided which one was Iker. And that's exactly what Shlomo Zalman says in number three. It says, for Isa Ligdoli Achronim, he means here Rav Moshe. like Ishas Aviv, which is Aviv, but Ishas Ishas Abraham Bati, Zershul Shachar, Eli Dehazram, Lachutit, not Tipping's artificial, ain't a Vlad Mamzer. That's Ramosha. Ulam Lani is Dainty at the Kokah Pasha. It says Rishlom Zalman, not so Pasha. The Bishlom Hayakos of a Torah Shabal, Ishas Aviv, Bada Mamzer, Mahish, Abraham Mash with the Ray and the BSS Shalipana. If the Torah said, someone who's born Ishas Aviv, the kids are Mamzer, then it would depend on doing the Isser Bia. Abel Kim and Shemir, Tirakmi, as Smichus Yofino Lay, doesn't say any of Bia. It's just a drush of Smichus of Parshios. Yehovah and Shachar Lomar, maybe we can say, Globa Kosovo and Legalos. The Torah is just trying to reveal to us, the Kovlad Anotz and Rizera Bolo shall Ishva Isha the Lotosi, who could do Shiva Sharon Yabo, like a Derekal Adim, Slav Kars, or Nunker Mamzer. Maybe the Torah just means that any Vlad that comes from a mixed Zera, Klein, he compared it to Klein a few times, not in the parts I Xerox here. Any Vlad who comes from a mixed Zera of a man and woman who have no possible Kedushin between them, and theoretically would be Chayiv Kars if they did Bia, theoretically, Nikra Mamzer. Umasha Tolokos of Isser Erva Chumma decreases Rak Simon Vagdara. The whole Isser Erva and Kares, that's not what's important. What's important is not the Avera. That's just a Simon Bialma. Vodas a sheer Godel and Merchak Vazora Shabina Ishva Isha Osos on Shaminim Chulakim. What's important is not the Avera. The big Avera of Kares is not what makes it a Mamzer. That's Rabbi Peretz's opinion. No, the Avera is just a simon. If they have such a big Avera between them, then it shows there's a Godel Merch Lazarus. They're very estranged from each other. They really don't belong together. The Avera just shows how incompatible they are. And if they're so incompatible, they're like two totally different species that are not supposed to intermix. I mean, they're not really two species, but they're like incompatible. And when you make Klayim, whether you make Klayim with the Avera or not, it's still Klayim. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. It's that his notes are from incompatible Zera. A Vlad that's notes are from incompatible Zera is a Mamzer. The Avera is just usually the simon of incompatible Zera. But we don't care if they did the Avera. As long as they're the kind of people who would have such a gap between them, their Zera is incompatible. So even artificially, the Zera is incompatible. And that's what he says. What's his proof? So far he just says it could be. Could be most right, could be wrong. Then he says, "Ata nevar." I skipped a little. Be'ezras Hashem, the muchach me'atosus dini mamzeris lo taya klav v'yis iser. The bivamis daf tezayin of a day is a rascal kasover. Hikshul ma'ner akav evad abali shal v'an mamzer zel shona. Ve'im tomer shol me'evad havi mamzer ve'evad ikalav lo me'akav ma'evi mamzer be'ezras shalshem gazru. We do rice v'yis heter he. The shlomer afal yad v'yis heter he. We do rice if it's in up. Mikal makan kevul tosu v'kedusha havi mamzer chuli. Inam me'akav lo mamzer v'ranim v'chuli v'arisho ikar ad kan loshon of tosus on our daf. We see it doesn't matter if they did Naveira or they did Heter. It just depends if the parents were compatible Zera or not. There was Tfis Kedushin or not. Likewise, artificial insemination, just like it's a Mamzer, according to the Iker day of Tosos. from an Akama Baal Bas Yisrael. We don't say it has to be an Avera like Eshesab. Just has to be incompatible Zera. Likewise, we don't say it has to be Bia. Just has to be incompatible Zera. And this is, you know, the Igris, well, can't leave out the top of Rav, right? But this is the Mincha Shlomo. Says he's a mamzer, and it's not toloi ba'avera. It's just toloi on incompatible, a mixture of zera that is incompatible because there's no tefisas kedushin between the sources of between the sources of that zera. That's Rosh Shlomo Zalman Paskin. He says the Iker Dei in Tosfos. Of course, what can Rav Moshe say back to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, which Rosh Shlomo Zalman deals with in continuation?
Say, that's good if it's Jewish, but if it's not Jewish, then it's, we said...
In the end, Rosh Shlomo Zalman admits he's not Jewish, the kid's not a mamzer.
Oh, okay.
In the end, Rosh Shlomo Zalman admits her emotion. That's why someone said Rosh Shlomo Zalman was the Mekel. Yeah. Why is he the Mekel? Because unlike the Sabarab and Mechel Yitzchak, in the end, he admits if the sperm is not Jewish, then he's Mekel, because then there's no chash from Zeris, and there's also no chash that will marry his relatives, because he has no yechus after his father.
What does
father
eat?
But since there's ethesis kedushin, for the father and anyone else either, then it's not like Eshazav, which we'll get to in a second. Now, just technically, what can Rav Moshe answer back to Rosh Shlomo Zalman? Yeah, let's assume Rav Moshe knew Tosfos and Yevamos, right? This isn't like a Tosfos and Yevamos only in the box version, right? So, doesn't he know, and Rav Moshe's a Lamed, right? Doesn't he know that there's the Lundas and Tosfos Yevamos, that the Rishon is Iker, and Tosfos really thinks you can have no zeros without an Avera? What might Rav Moshe say back to Rosh Shlomo Zalman?
Maybe it still has to be Derech Bia.
Maybe it still has to be Derech Bia, although, you know, then he's not going to have a strong mucker for it. I think what he could say back to Rosh Shlomo Zalman is, this whole Tosfos was Alibet Banda Omar, Evet V'Akma Baal Basitrel Vlad Mamzer. We paskin havlad kosher. So this whole Tosfos might be only according to Mandam we don't paskin like. It's very nice. Tosfos Deus and figures at the Rishon Iker to explain Mandam we don't paskin like. But we don't paskin like that day anyway, so you can't bring a rag from Tosfos. So Lachora, that's where Shlomo Zalman goes on. It's a debate, you know, Ke'ilu with Rav Moshe. In the next page, after the Parai Zirax, go back and forth. Can you really bring a raya from this Tosfos? Or no, that Tosfos is true, but he's within the Manda Omar. Evet V'Akma and Baal Basitrel V'Lad Mamzer. We don't pass like that Manda Omer. So therefore, Tosfos is not much of a rise. So that's why he doesn't necessarily have to bother Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe can say, without meaning to exclude Yeshua's suggestion, but he can easily say, that's only Aliba de Manda Omer. Eved va'akum v'chuli havlad mamzer, and we don't pass in that way. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't necessarily have a good proof. And ad hayom hazeh, this is a big machlokes. Many poskim hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman, the vlad would be a mamzer. Many poskim hold like Rav Moshe, the vlad would be kosher. And you know, we don't do it lechachila anyway. But if it was done, then it would be a big machlokes what the status of the vlad is. But getting back to our Indian, clearly the machlokes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe here is, you know, what is the yesod of the psul of mamzeros, the machlokes between the 2 days in Tosos? Is it that the yesod is the avera? If the yesod is the avera, then why do they keep talking about the fact that kiddushin aren't tosim? So you have to say, the yesod is the avera, and the e means not. E tfisas kiddushin is a simen of the chumrat ha'avera. That's one opinion. That's Ramosha's opinion. Yeah, it's a simen of how chumrat the avera is the no tfisas kiddushin. Or do you say, no, it's because of the e tfisas kiddushin, there's a mixture of zera that doesn't match, that's not compatible. And the Avera is coincidence. Obviously, I don't really mean coincidence. What I mean is that usually if the Zera doesn't match, the Torah also doesn't like you doing Bia. But that's coincidence. That's not what's important. What's important is you just come from bad genetic stock. Usually there's also an Aveira if you have such bad genetic stock to get together. But that's coincidence and nothing to do with the Mamzerus. The Mamzerus is independent of the Aveira. Which of these lundases you take might affect another nafkamina, not lahalacha, but in Hezber, although maybe you could say it is a nafkamina, 1 second. Leman the Amar of Lavmamzer, right? That's what we're discussing in our sugya. Might be, here is what's the status of Solokorn Manor of Lavmamzer. The Rashba asks another question. Hezber, Manda Amar, Eved Ve'akom, Haba, Albas Yisrael, Havlad Kusher. Not enough for me to date in Hezber. Let's remember on Memhamed Bey's what the two opinions were. One day was that the Vlad is possible because the principle is eat feces of Kedushin just like Be'ishas Av. All right, that makes sense. The other day was that no, there's only Psul Mamzerus if there's eat feces of Kedushin between the two of you, but you could have been Mekadosh someone or you were Mekadosh someone else. But if there's eat feces of Kedushin for the whole world, like an Eved and an Akum, no feces of Kedushin for the whole world, then there's no Mamzerus. Says the Rashba, number 4, Hachan Isa Benuskoi, Ushneim Lolom Duel Me'ishasav. That's our Nusach. Ha'ishasav lo Tosiba Kedushin, Bechuli, Umanda Machshur Savar, Ke'ishasav, Ma'ishasav lo Tosiba Kedushin, Lachrini Tosiba Kedushin, La'afukihani lo Tosiba Kedushin Klal. Right, there's only two Mamzerus if there's a little eat Tvisis Kedushin. If there's Lagamre Mufka from Tvisis Kedushin, there's no Mamzerus. Kosu Mixes Rerosinu Nochi Nefesh. This is who the mix of Rav Seinu Nochi Nefesh are the, or at least the Ramban says this, maybe other people also, but the Kol Shigenu says, hold on, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand. Me and my sister, there's a little eat feces Kedusha between the two of us, so that means Mamzerus, right? But a woman and a guy, there's a lot of eat feces Kedusha. He can't be Mekadosh anyone. So there's no Mamzerus? If there's a little mini eskidushin, if there's a little half kos kidushin, then there's Mamzerus. If there's a lot of eitfisas kidushin, then there's no Mamzerus kol shekein. If someone who only in this relationship is mufka from kidushin creates Mamzerus, if you're totally out of kidushin, it should for sure create Mamzerus kol shekein. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Why should? What's the svara? Why should lack of Kiddushin with anyone be a kula? Why should it that? So there's no Kiddushin with anyone. That's how we paskin. If the mother's Jewish and the father's a guy or an Eved, the kid is kosher. Okay, don't ask whether the kid is a kahuna. That is a big issue, and as you can imagine in modern day Pesach Halacha, that's a tremendous issue, Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. But the vlad is kosher, not a mamzer. We're learning mamzerus now. Why? Why should the fact that the father can't be Mekadosh anyone make the kid any better off?
It's like in Me'ila. We have to say that, you know, if it's so far-fetched, they never brought Me'ila. Over here also, if you say one of the reasons why is it a mamzer because you want to stop the people from doing it, then over here it's so far-fetched, it's not even close to having...
Okay, I hear that, but... I think that's a double-edged sword. On the other hand, it's not as big an aver that no karsu mises bezins. Maybe she needs to stop people even more. Not so poshut.
There's different types of misir, and one is kind of more wrong, but more kind of certain. It's not as big. The other one is more near, but more severe.
Okay, I think you're right. I would just say maybe even a little different words. But, simple question. If I tried to be Mekadish, I don't know, my grandmother-in-law, it's not tofes. The fact Kiddushin is not tofes, what does that prove? If I'm Mekadesh, let's think, my great-grandmother-in-law, the Kiddushin is tofes. But if I'm Mekadesh, my grandmother-in-law, it's not tofes. What does that prove about the relationship between me and my grandmother-in-law if the Kiddushin aren't tofes? That proves that we're Kroven, and maybe that proves it's a really, really big Isser. It's a really big Isser, because it takes away, prevents Kiddushin from being fouled. Right? That must be a big Isser because it takes away Kiddushin. If a guy is Mekadosh, a Jewish girl, Kiddushin is not Tofes. What does that prove? Does that prove how big of an Isser it is?
Because you were asking the wrong question.
It just proves that it's not shy. Like goyim don't have different marriages than Jews. It's a legal point, right? Meaning, if we care about the Aveira, then if I can be Mekadosh anyone but you, that proves the big Aveira we must be doing here. But if I can't be Mekadosh anyone, that just proves I'm in a different legal system. Doesn't prove how bad it is. After all, it's not such a bad Aveira, it's only a lot. Says the Rashba. He says, Omid Neshimatsasi Akirsim Sfer Mugod Mishivs Agaonim Zalani Omikin Shashu Yafe. But really, argues for the Gemara, he found in the Sfer for the Gaonim, so it must be true. Demand the Mashir Hachikomer. Ad kan lekalumis libikfis kedushin al misha yeish lo kedushin bi alma. Each fisis kedushin only makes a mamzer with someone who is shaykh to kedushin. The kevin isla kedushin achrina says, I could be mekadosh someone else. Vahachalesli, and now I can't be mekadosh you. Alma mishum chumra de erba zuhi. That must be very chumr. If I can mekadosh anyone but not you, that shows that me and you, that's a really chumr aveira. I should have to, me getting together with you is very chumr. Where am I? V'habi l'gabi ke'ishtav. That's like ishtav. I will goy the eved huzzle tufsin the kedusha v'as yisrael dilma lamishim chumri de erva. The reason why goy the eved can't be kedusha Jewish girl is not because it's so chumra de arayus. It's not because of chumra. Ela dinu lav de kedusha nenu v'filu v'as yinan. Because they don't even have kedusha with their own type. Right? A goy can't even be kedusha goy. He can have ishus b'nei noach, and an eved can't be kedusha shivcha. They're just not bar kedusha. That doesn't prove anything. It's not very, anyone's going to say if a katan is anyone say a katan who's mezana with a gedola, the kids of mamzer, because the katan can't do kedushin? No, that's not a chumra aveira. He just can't do kedushin because he has a problem doing kedushin. And that's what he says here. Kach nirali says the Rashba. What did the Rashba say? He basically said that I wrote in parentheses here. Eat feces kedushin is a simon of how big an aveira it is. Okay, if I can be kaddish everyone else but not you, that's a simon of how big an aveira it is. If I can't be mekadosh anyone, that's just a simon that I'm a different nationality. That doesn't prove how big an aveira it is. It just proves that I'm not the kind of person who does kedushin, right? The same way a katan doesn't make aveiros even though he can't be mekadosh, because the reason he can't be mekadosh is not because of the big aveira, because he can't do kedushin. That's exactly, I think this is the answer of the Rashba, the Rashba himself, and the Ramban. The Rashba. Someone remind me one of these days to bring more markers. The Rashba and the Ramban explain what's pshat, that if he's not shayach to kiddushin at all, then there's no proof of chumras ha'erva. If you're not shaykh to kedushin, the fact you can't be mekadosh doesn't prove that it's a very chumr. It just proves that you're not shaykh to kedushin. It says mamzerus is only if the eat fisas kedushin is a simen of Chumras Ha'erva. That's what the Rashba quoting the Ramban says. He says, for Jewish people, Jewish adult people, if there's no Tfis Kedushin, that proves it's a big Aveira. But for Goyish people, it doesn't prove it's a big Aveira. Maybe it's only a small Aveira. The reason no Kedushin is because Goyim don't have Kedushin. And if it's a small Aveira, why should it have Mamzera? So he thinks the whole Tfis Kedushin is only a symbol of how big an Aveira it is. And when it's a symbol of something else, then there's no Mamzera.
Could you say it's definitely possibly that mamzerus is a result of a pagam in the union as opposed to a pagam of one of the individuals? A pagam in the relationship between the two, and that relationship, relationship is causing that cause mamzerus as opposed to...
No, but why isn't the relationship between a Jew and a Goy pagam? Like, Jews and Goy aren't supposed to be together.
No, but it's a relationship between a Jew and a non-Jew is pagam because one of the individuals is bet in pagam.
Right. That's the problem. I hear that. I just don't see the sfer so much. Like, if the relationship is pagam, who cares if it's because of one of them or because of the combination of them? Like, it's still a pagam relationship.
No, because a totally kosher Jew and another totally kosher Jew have an Isra Arayos. Neither of them have a pagam be'etzim.
Right, but now you're getting back to the Isra. You might be saying the same thing. If there's no pagam be'etzim, it must be because of the Isra. But I think you're
it's Mamzeres is coming from the relationship between the two.
I hear what you're saying. My netiya is that you'll end up either here or in another place. But I hear the time. But let's look at the other answer. What does Rav Haigon say? And the Ritva says the same thing. Rav Haigon says in an alternate Girsa, the Ritva reads it into our Girsa, which I don't think is so hard, but Ramban and Rashba did. Avol Rav Haigon zal nimtza b'tshuva nach the hachiyor sinan. Man demashra, I give you a different reason. You know what the other reason why Eved Va'akov might not make Mamzeres is? According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, what's Mamzeres a result of? A yichus of a combination of two zeras that are incompatible. A guy has two parents. Those parents are incompatible. That's Mamzeres. What if his mother's Jewish and his father's not? Then why would he be kosher? Because how many parents does he have? He only has one parent. There is no yichus for after the father. If he only has one parent, then right, our neighbors in the old country call that immaculate conception, right? Very far from immaculate, but it comes down to the same thing in the end, right? The opposite, you go around the earth, you end up the same place. So, the maybe you could say, the problem is they'll do the idea, it has to do with the yichus. He is a combination of two parents who are incompatible. Hold on a second. Goy v'edra v'al v'astrol, he doesn't have two parents, he only has one parent. Oh, how could someone be born with one parent? All right, that's one of the peculiarities of the halachic system, that you can only have one, you can have no father. Who's his father? He has no father. If he has no father, how can he be a mamzer? That's what Rav Haigon says. I know it's a bit of technicality. Anach lov yersin amad amashir sovar ke ishiz av. Ma ishiz av shazar miyuchas achro vlad mamzer. Just like ve ishiz av, if there's miyuchas after the father and the mother and they don't match, there's mamzeres. Afugi hain she in zara miyuchas achro. Here, you don't have a father anyway. Vavlad kosher v'haylishu bar taime. The Ritva reads that into Argamor also. So it means, they have no kedusha l'achrini means, they have no yichus. So Rav Haigon and the Ritva say that the heter is because the Vlad doesn't have a father, only a mother, so he's not so there's no incompatible yichus. A Jew sleeps with his sister and has a baby. Taka, he's the father, he's the mother, their brother and sister has an incompatible yichus. But if a Jewish girl sleeps with a guy and has a baby, then there is no incompatible yichus because the daughter only has a mother and doesn't have a father. And if he doesn't have a father, then we all know scientifically. But how luckily he only has a mother and doesn't have a father. So if he only has a mother, then his yichus is perfectly fine. He only has a mother. Probably not as good as regular people, but there's no psul in the yichus. And these are two different ways of looking at it. The Rav Haigon and the Ritva say, don't tell me how bad or good what they did was. It's not a moral judgment. It's a technicality in his yichus. Technically, does he have a yichus of two people who are incompatible? No, because he only has the yichus of one person. Well, the Ramban and the Rashi say, no, look at the moral stature of what they did. Brother and sister, the fact that no tefis kedushin proves that it's a terrible, terrible avera. But a goy and a Jew, the fact that no tefis kedushin is just a legal technicality. It's only a medium avera. It's not such a big avera. It's only a medium avera. It's only a medium avera. Then there's no mamzeres. And that clearly, the two ways you can explain this are a function of this up here. Rahana wants to suggest in the one I put in the brackets here, in Siman Lamed Hey, only the first paragraph of that are a sugya, that maybe you could even say the machlok, seeing the two man da amrim, is, he says the chakira in different words, has to do with this chakira. That if you look at the eat feces kedushin, then it makes more sense to passel the evnako of Baal Bas Yisrael. But if you look at the aveira, then it makes more sense to capture them, because it's not such a big aveira, it's not kind of cars. But that's not, certainly not mokrach. Another nafkamina, and this is a little more speculative of this akira that I thought of, is we kept talking about, is the manzeres tully on the avera? You can ask the other way around, although it's not necessarily the same question. Is the avera tully on the manzeres? What do I mean by that? I don't mean it's only an avera to create a manzer. Obviously, you sort of be our usher even if the woman doesn't get pregnant. But is the mamzeres part of the avera? Do we say it's a single avera to be bol and erva, and it's a double avera to be bol and erva to have a mamzer? Do we say no, the mamzer has nothing to do with the avera? This is the 2 days in Tosfot, a very, very funny gemara. right? The Gemara says that there's some things that you can't fix and some things that you can fix, right? When you go to the Rabbim, etc., you can't fix that. A Rais you can fix by doing tshuva. It's a question, can you really do tshuva for a Rais or not? Because what does the Gemara say? What's the drasha? Zeh? Who's crooked that you can't fix? Bala erva holid mamzer. So what does that mean that you can't do tshuva if you had a mamzer? Says Tosa number 5, Baba Basra, Hasan Hashem for tshuva. The daf of our Rais she'in behem mamzerus. Aval mabal ish dishwa holding men a bane, or shar Rais she'in behem mamzerus. Zel uvas lo yuchal ataki. You can't do tshuva if you had a mamzer. Kida Omar. First day in Tosa says, you can't do tshuva yet a mamzer. What does he think? He thinks that the avera is caused by the mamzerus. Right? If you have a mamzer, that mamzerus is the avera. And then, as long as the mamzer is alive, you can't do tshuva because you can't erase your avera. But the Rav Chaim Omer, even though you can't fix the mamzer, come welcome Esher b'tshuva. It just means you can't fix the fact that he's a mamzer, right? Meaning you can't change his status. But you can still do tshuva. Tshuva kadosh baruch hu, that was tshuva lasa tshuva. Hashem told you to do tshuva, you did tshuva. It's not ma'akiv the tshuva. Now this is a maybe.
Doesn't mean avera. The avera causes the mamzerus. Not that it is the mamzerus.
But if the avera causes the mamzerus, a lot of averas cause a lot of things. I can still do tshuva. Right?
That's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily if you say that the Avera...
I mean, maybe I can still do tshuva.
It doesn't mean that you can't do tshuva from the Avera and still be left with the Manzeros.
That is true. This is maybe, because it's the opposite, exact opposite direction. It's not the question of whether the Avera causes the Manzeros. Does the Manzeros add to the Avera? So it could be that if you say the Manzeros is the result of the Avera, then maybe you'd be more likely to say, like, first day in Tosfos, that it's ma'akev the tshuva. You can't do tshuva if you have a mamzer, because the whole mamzer is just the concretization or personification of your aveira. But maybe, again, this is speculation, the Reb Chaim in Tosfos, who says that it's not ma'akev the tshuva. No, you can still do tshuva. Oh, you had a mamzer? So you ended up having a mamzer. But that's not what your aveira was. Your aveira wasn't having a mamzer. That's just a side effect. So again, it's not necessarily totally ha-ba-ha, but it's just interesting that Tosfos says, just like here Tosfos says, two deus, whether the aveira contributes to the mamzerus, or the mamzerus is independent, Tosfos and the Basra is two deus, whether the mamzerus contributes to the aveira, and therefore you can't do tshuva for the aveira, because the mamzerus had become the aveira, or no, when the mamzerus is coincidental to the aveira, but you can still do tshuva. But yeah.
It's possible that the Tosfos are arguing just is being molded a mamzer a chip and al makom v'dal chaveiro.
Ah, that's an interesting one. And
if it's b'dal chaveiro, then in achnam you can change it, but if it's al makom, then there's also tshuva. I mean,
right. Even b'dal chaveiro, maybe you could be apologized to the kid and he can forgive you.
There's no tshuva.
But maybe it's unlikely. That's definitely possible. I admit 100% that's very, very possible. Now, if we take this to the realm of Tamei Mitzvos, you know, my Masorah being, second generation Talmud of the Rav, is that you can't start Lumbus with Tamei Mitzvos. But, okay, we're all flexible here. You can definitely end Lumbus with Tamei Mitzvos, right? Meaning you can't start with the philosophical Hakira and build Halacha based on that. But once you know the halachas and the lamdos, then you can go back and see that it corresponds to the Tamei Mitzvos. Okay, some of us know that Moshe Lechtzin wrote about this angle. So if you look at, like, the Tamei Mitzvos, what's wrong with a mamzer? So what is Rosh Shlomo Zalman? The Tamei Mitzvos, what's wrong with a mamzer? What would you think? Al be Tamei Mitzvos, is what's wrong with a mamzer the Aveira or the Etzem incompatible Yichus? What is the reason that a mamzer is possible? What's the reason a mamzer is possible? Why can't a mamzer be called a Kal Hashem? Poor guy. It's not his fault, right? He wasn't alive. He wasn't even conceived yet. What? Just not.
There's two reasons. One is that he brings time. That
that you make him so homeward to keep the father and mother from
good. So it could be a disincentive. Who says it's a disincentive? That's a very rational reason, disincentive. Okay, who's cautioning on rationalism? The Rambam and the Mora says, I have that number 7, as well as on the Koshi. Well, this Rachim arise also live on Mount Rabbi Yisrael, Lo Diyan Noef and Oefeshim Yasu, Yafsidu Bzarim Hefshish Inu Takana. This is a threat to make sure people don't do Arias. And it probably works to a great extent. Nowadays, perhaps not as much. Now we have birth control. Lots of people can do Arias and not be trying to have kids anyway. But still, in the old days, and even nowadays, let's say you have to marry Arias and like build the life with them, right? A guy says, okay, fine, this woman never received a gift from a previous husband, but I want to build a life together. So my small yom, that I'm sure there, you find 100 people out there who would have done it. Then someone told me, you know, your kids are going to see her, and no Jew will ever marry them. And, you know, they'll come to Israel, they won't let them marry. So they say, all right, maybe, fine, I'll think about it again. This could happen all the time. A guy's in love with his, his sister-in-law or whatever, or his aunt, and says, no, well, let's build a life together. But no, because our kids, everyone considers them a puzzle, and I'm saying, so we won't. So this is a disincentive, right? Because they'll make it irreparable damage to their kid. Then he also says, because everyone looks down, the second reason is because everyone looks down on Bnei Zanunim, you know, on illegitimate children, so he says, pastish for the Jews to marry them. But the, the first answer of the Rambam, at least, says, it's a disincentive to Averus, a threat to make people not do Averus. Clearly, if the whole reason for Manzer is a threat to not be making people do Averus, then that matches which answer Tosfos? The answer of Avera. This is the Rambam in the Mora, at least his first answer. It's a disincentive to Avera. If the whole point is a disincentive to Avera, then it would make sense that Mamzerus should come when there is an Avera. On the other hand, how do most people who are not quite so rationalist as the Rambam explain why a Mamzer can't be Babak al Shem? Because there's something spiritually pugging with him. Now, we all know that Alpi science, there's nothing genetically wrong with a Mamzer. That might depend on which kind of Mamzer. If it's brother and sister, then the scientists will tell you they can have genetic problems also. But if it's Ashes Ish, for example, no scientist will tell you that someone who is born from Ashes Ish has anything genetically wrong with them.
Except right, that's not scientific.
What?
Except maybe genetic predispositions for...
towards adultery. and disloyalty, and etc. That is a ha'ara. But let's, okay, forget that. Who cares? So maybe there's something scientifically wrong with them. Lo mishaneh. But what's the point? The point is that maybe the second way of looking at it is that there's a metaphysical, spiritual pagam in the Vlad, that Alpi Torah, there's something, it's not that here we're not punishing the Mamzer. It's, what are you punishing? I don't understand. If a guy wants to, a guy wants to apply for a job as a nuclear physicist and he has Down syndrome, and we say, no, you're not eligible to apply for the job. We're not punishing him, just Metzius, he's not qualified to do the job. So therefore, we're not punishing the Mamzer. It's just that there's something spiritually wrong with a Mamzer. Maybe we can't detect it with normal IQ tests or whatever, but there's something spiritually wrong with a Mamzer, and therefore he can't pollute the Kahal Hashem. There's something spiritually wrong with him.
It's not just spiritually wrong. It's a lot of things in the Torah that like that. On the bad side, you have a Cholo. On the other side, you have a Kohen. Why can't he marry? What's wrong? That's the way it is. He's inherently a Kohen, and he can't do that.
Okay, so there's something inherently wrong with him, but if we want to go to Tommy Mitzvah, at the end of time, what might make something spiritually wrong with him? What would make him spiritually bad? So then, you could still, if you go to either side of the Hakira, if you understand that it is a metaphysical, then I think you could take it different ways. You could say, who are you quoting, Yeshua? The Chinuch. What does the Chinuch say? He says, "Mishor she'a mitzvah l'fishal toled es hamamzer rama od shenasef etumav machshavas pigul ba'atzas chet." Why this is Lamarckian metaphysical, evolution? We know that it was, assumed alpi nistar, and if you go back a couple hundred years, alpi nigla as well, alpi science as well, that the machshavo someone has at the time they produce the zera, right, affect the metaphysical and perhaps even the physical nature of the zera. I think the Rambam would believe it affects the physical nature of the zera, but at the very least the metaphysical nature. So basically, what happened when the father and mother conceived this child? They were doing an avera. They were thinking about avera. They were doing evil things. And therefore, he's born with the influence. Somehow they brought him down from the side of evil. Right, no one's punishing the mamzer. Just the same way Hashem doesn't want us to play with fire, and Hashem doesn't want us to, do dangerous things. So Hashem doesn't want us to be aware of these bad people who are created. But what makes him bad? Because he was created b'machshemes pigel v'atzas chet. Right? No tzar b'chet. But according to the Chinuch, what makes him spiritually bad is the chet. That would also make sense to be a bigger sign of the chakira. However, if you go to what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, what does Shlomo Zalman say? He didn't say anything about chet. What's wrong with him? He's like Klayim. His notes are from minim that are not, don't match each other, because there's no tefisas kedushin. So you could say, like Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, I'm sure he must have makoros in earlier makoros as well, there's nothing very, very obvious to find, that it's a matter of, that yes, he's metaphysically pugum. What makes him metaphysically pugum? Not the moral status of his parents at the time they conceived him, but the incompatibility of his yechus. That is, his notes are me shnei minim, right? She. What was his lashon here? He saw the zaretz la, and he had a good lashon. All right, it's a better lashon even a little later. It says mishne minim she Let's just call Seamus Arvin Yaffa. We'll use a euphemistic lashon. He's created from two sides that don't match, and that don't create a proper Vlad, that create an improper Vlad. And that's what Eitfisa's Kedushin. Well, Eitfisa's Kedushin is a metaphysical thing. There's Eitfisa's Kedushin because these two people, they don't match each other. They can't come together in Kedusha. So if you make some, there's Zera. The Zera can't come together in Kedusha. Instead, it comes together in Tum and creates a metaphysical problem. He compares it to Kalayim. He says, there are those who aser behem of Kalayim. Why? Not because their parents didn't have Avera. The animals aren't so bad anything. But because just you created a monstrosity that was not supposed to be created. That's not the meaning that Hashem intended to be in the world. Now, I will end. I just have 3 minutes. This is the basic logos of that one, Zeris. Once we're in Tamei HaMitzvos, though, I will just point out, and this already is going so much far afield, that this machlokas, whether it's because of the disincentive to Avera, or I would add, the Rambam's second reason. What's the second reason? Because it's, right, chisos, it's looked down on, you don't want Jews to marry people who are considered, considered nothing, considered the lowest, because it would be an insult to the Jewish people. So that's a matter of their social status, right? An interesting question. Do you take a rationalist approach to Psalm Mamzerim, which is as a threat to their parents or to their low social status, or do you take a metaphysical approach, a super rational approach to the Psalm Mamzerim, because there's some gam in how they're created, could perhaps be an afkamina for a very, very crucial issue, which I'm not even going to touch on now, which is, what's our attitude towards Mamzerim? Like, our Mamzerim, they didn't do anything wrong. But you know what? Sometimes even someone didn't do anything wrong. He's a terrible person. And it's dangerous to society. Are Mamzerim a menace to society and some terrible soul in the Karen Beis Yisrael? Or are Mamzerim innocent victims of social situations beyond their control? And perhaps you could say, and this is, I'm not even going to put this on the board, but it could affect our attitude towards Mamzerim. There seem to be very divergent attitudes in Shas, or Machlokas in Shas, and in Medrash about how we view Mamzerim. Are Mamzerim innocent victims of circumstances beyond their control who are suffering for no reason? Or are Mamzerim just bad people? It's not their fault they were born bad, but they're just bad people who are polluting the Jewish people. For example, if you just look for a second at the different Midrash Rabbahs I put on the sheet here, number 9 says, I'll just read the last line. That anyone who makes a mamzer is batal hadar. She any chafis mamzerim. She king said Hashem doesn't like mamzerim. Says you do a rice and make Hashem create a mamzer. That's terribly revatal Hashem's plan. Hashem hates mamzerim. As opposed to the famous midrash rabba, there's a radical midrash rabba in Vayikra number 10. It says the darach yitzei etc. V'shati nivaris kol shukim. The Neil Chayta Pasha cried Mamzerim. Who are the Ashukim Tachas Hashemish? Who are the oppressed ones, unfairly oppressed Mamzerim? He named Dimas Ashukim, Avoshul Elo Ravigas, Elon Ovai, Ma'ichmaslo. Tachov Zobola Erez, Yamachato, Ma'ichmaslo. Bein Lamanachim. Right? These poor Mamzerim are oppressed, poor people are oppressed, and no one comforts them. Elam Yadashim Koach. Their oppressors get more power. How so? Miyad Samhedrin Gdol, Sanhedrin passes them with the power of Halacha. Shabbali and Kochel Totor, Rachak, Moshul Yob Mamzer Galashem. It's a little radical because it seems to be saying it's mean to keep the Torah. Okay, but that's to say that some things in the Torah might have good reasons, but you know, it's still there might be things that have good reasons for society, but are unfair to the people involved, right? Not so crazy. The Rambam says it all the time, right? Yeah, maybe it's a necessary rule, but it's unfair to these poor guys. Why do we deserve to oppress them so much? So, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Alay Lenachama, Nefesh V'Olam HaZeh, Yishmem Sol, V'Olam HaZeh, Lov, Ram Zechariah, Ana, Chamisa, Elo, Kursin, Kulin, Dav, Naki, Hadot, Hussein, Ra'is, V'Nim, Zerasa, Kulam, Gumar, Roshach. Shem says, I'll comfort them in Olhava, they'll have the thrones of gold, etc. Don't worry, I love them, even though the Sanhedrin doesn't, even though the halachic system doesn't. We have very different, isn't that Hashem doesn't hate Mamzerim? Why are you making me bring Mamzerim to this world? Or no, these poor Mamzerim, everyone else chases after them, but Hashem loves them. This might be the machlokas in the Gemara Kedushin, the fundamental machlokas, Tanur Rabbanu, Mamzerim is seen in Torah, loss of love, will Rabbi Yosir, may or may not. Loss of love, will Hashem fix all the Mamzerim or not? Right, Rabbi Yossi says, well, Asad Lov Hashem will fix all the Mamzerim. He'll save them from their oppressors. Rameir says, what do you mean, Mamzerim by Mamzerim? Well, Asad Lov Hashem will send them off to Golos someplace in the desert. You know, so they won't bother us anymore. Interesting, at the end we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Right, what's our attitude towards Mamzerim? Is it that, you know, we're Hashem's upset they're here and, you know, Asad Lov will finally get rid of them? Or no, this poor halachic system oppresses them for societal reasons. But Hashem will come for them, Asad Lov will make it up to them. That seems to be a big machlok. It also comes up in Halacha L'Maisa. There's dozens of the machloks Halacha L'Maisa, how would you Mamzer? One of the most fascinating is, what are you daven for a Mamzer? Right? The Ma'aril and the Gaon, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, say, you don't say, Elokeinu l'fam, you say, Kayyem esayyel ezel aviv limbo. You don't say, Hashem, give life to this baby. No, you don't want a Mamzer to live. You would daven for a Mamzer to live. The Mishnah Halacha even says, it's mutter daven for a Mamzer to die. He even says, if the parents do tshuva really, really well, then Hashem will kill the mamzer so that they can forget about their sin. Do we say, no, you have to love a mamzer, take care of him like every Jew. It's not, you can't marry him, but it's not his fault. And this comes up many, many areas in halacha. And it could very well be that part of the yesod of this machlokas might be, if you say like there are rational societal reasons for discriminating against mamzerim, but really they're nice people. And Hashem loves them, and Asad Lov for sure will be mitaren them. If you say there's something metaphysically wrong with them, then Yesh La'ayin, is that the kind of thing that can be fixed, Asad Lov? Is that the kind of thing that really Hashem is willing to overlook and forgive in his chesed? Or is that the kind of thing that really just has no takana and needs to be gotten rid of? Some of these fascinating questions might have to do with the Tamei Mitzvos, which we got to Agav Urcha of the Chakir we discussed today. So I think we did some Yesodos and Mamzeros, not everything was the same, but some Yesodos and Mamzeros, and tied into Tamei Mitzvos, which interestingly, if someday we come back to the Sugya of how do we treat a Mamzer al-Pi Halacha, you know, do we count him for a minion? Are you allowed to give him an Aliyah, et cetera, then that might tie into these Tamei Mitzvos of what we really think about Mamzerim in the Hashkafically, which again ties in somewhat to the alumnus we discussed today. Okay, we'll pick up Mir Sushan next time.
You said about the summit?